Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Now, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes life feels like a giant roller coaster, right? Full of twists, turns, and those moments where you just want to throw your hands up in the air and scream, "Why me?" And guess what? That's totally normal. But here's the thing, my friends. One of the biggest hurdles we face is often ourselves, specifically the pesky little voice in our heads called self-doubt. Ever felt like you're on the verge of something amazing, a big opportunity, or a personal triumph, but then bam. Self-doubt throws a wrench into the works and whispers all those negative thoughts. You know, the ones that say you're not good enough, what if you fail, maybe this is just too much, we've all been there. It's like an invisible wall that keeps us from reaching our full potential. But hey, don't worry. That's why we're here today. Because self-doubt is a beast we can tame. We can learn to recognize it, challenge it, and ultimately overcome it. And trust me, once you do, your life will be a whole lot brighter. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you crush self-doubt and step into your power. First things first, recognize the voice. Self-doubt often masquerades as helpful advice, just be realistic, don't get ahead of yourself. But deep down, it's fear talking. It's that sneaky imposter telling you to stay in your comfort zone. Learn to identify its patterns. What triggers those self-doubting thoughts? Challenge the negativity. When self-doubt whispers in your ear, don't just accept it as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. Next up, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of yours, big or small. Remember those times you've rocked it, where you felt confident and capable. Use these successes as fuel to remind yourself that you're worthy and capable of amazing things. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel good about yourself. Every step forward, every challenge overcome, is a win. Celebrate those little victories. They add up and build momentum. Finally, remember, you are not alone. We all struggle with self-doubt at times. Talk to someone you trust, join a community of like-minded individuals, or seek professional guidance. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable support. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You've got all the information memorized, you've practiced it 100 times, but as you stand up there, that voice creeps in. What if I forget everything? What if they think I'm not qualified? That self-doubt can paralyze you. But here's what you do. Take a deep breath. Remember all the times you've delivered successful presentations before. Remind yourself of your strengths and focus on connecting with your audience. You got this. Remember, my friends, overcoming self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks. There will be days when that voice feels louder than ever. But by implementing these strategies, recognizing the voice, challenging its negativity, focusing on your strengths, celebrating small victories, and knowing you are not alone, you can build unshakable confidence and live a life filled with purpose and passion. So, go out there, conquer those fears, and show the world what you're truly capable of. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips. And if you've got any stories about your own self-doubt battles or how you've overcome them, hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.